Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how you plan your year when your sense of time is absolutely terrible. You know, with dyslexia and ADHD, a little bit from both, have a different effect on the way we see time, but it's a massive challenge for the neurodiverse on actual planning. The way our brains work, it just doesn't all line up, order doesn't seem to work, and the minute you throw a spanner into the works, God knows what's going to happen. So in this episode, I just want to share some thoughts on this as I see this problem happen a lot for me and others. And yeah, let's dive into it. Okay, so why is time such a problem? Now, I've spoken on this before. For dyslexics, we really struggle with order. You know, order just doesn't quite work in our brains. Where ADHD is much more of kind of the chemicals in our brains that are giving certain sections enough energy to stay focused. So, you know, if you've got a plan to do something in a 30-minute period, if you've got ADHD and you get distracted, you lose 20 minutes and you don't get what you're meant to do wrong. That's the ADHD side. For dyslexia, it's more about our brains don't work with order in a very good way. Really struggles to put things in a line. We struggle with cause and effect and understanding how that plays out, which is usually a learning thing when we're a lot younger because we don't really learn it easily. We don't understand it or get the clarification. So all of these things and a bunch of other challenges come when it comes to time. And every year around this period in January, while I'm setting my goals, making sure they're clear, refining them, you know, it's so important to reflect on time. And the reason I'm reflecting on it is I want to share with you some tips that I've learned over the years, but also remind myself of those tips. Because it's very, very easy to just kind of keep going, skip past some of the good stuff you know, and go back into old habits that don't really serve us, right? It's just so easy. You know, we hope enough of the good stuff sticks, but it's very easy to just let it go. And so time is always the killer. And when you're setting your goals, time, you know, is such an important part. If you set a goal that's going to take you 12 months and you think you can do it in 3, guess what? You're probably going to be disappointed. And vice versa, we can sometimes set goals over 12 months that we can achieve in 2 weeks. And then we do it, we're proud of ourselves, but then we're like, oh, well, I probably set the timeline wrong, and then blame ourselves for that at the same time. Do you kind of get where I'm going with that? We're very hard on ourselves if we get it wrong, and we don't give ourselves a tick if we get it right. So how do you start to plan things with a better time frame? You know, a better way of working. Now, when it comes to things like projects, if I'm honest, it's really, really tough. Like, there are a bunch of apps out there that are helpful, project management tools that can support you. But if you don't have a great sense of time, it can be really challenging. One thing I have found, and I have nothing at all to back this up, bar 2 or 3 specific occasions where I've seen this play out, is that people with autism can sometimes be really good at time tracking, can be really clear on how long something's going to take. They can be like hyper good at it. And this may just be a specific few that I've seen, or it may be a bigger thing. There's probably some data behind it potentially. But I just wanted to share that because it's with time, it's always interesting how our brains see it, because time is really just a perspective, isn't it? It's kind of like a ruler that you put up against a period of something. Like for me to walk down the stairs, the time it takes, it's really a ruler between the time I start at the top to the getting down to the bottom and what that measurement is. And a lot of the time we're trying to guess what that measurement is in advance. Now, if you've done something before and you've experienced it, which is a big part of dyslexia, the more you experience things, the more you learn, or the better you learn, you're probably okay with time. Like if you've driven from your house to work, you know how long it's going to take, barring things out of your control. You're pretty sure, right? It's not, it's no surprise. But when you're trying to guess the time between something, say a goal that you've never reached before, it can be really hard because you don't know all those individual steps in between. You don't know how long each of those are going to take. you don't know how many of those are going to be in and out of your control. And when you start to think of some goals, you might be thinking, oh, that doesn't look that hard. I can do that easily. It's going to be so quick. And I used to do this all the time with health goals and completely stuff myself up by setting myself completely unrealistic weight loss goals or whatever the goal was. And within like a month, 2 weeks even, a month is me being very kind to myself, I would just lose motivation because I completely stuffed up the timeline. Completely. And I'd expected so much more could be done in a much shorter period. And what I see a lot with, and they say this about entrepreneurs, but if I'm honest, a lot of entrepreneurs have dyslexia and or ADHD. It's kind of, there's a big number of us. Enough that certain stereotypes get created that relate as much to dyslexia and ADHD as they do to entrepreneurs, is they say that you should always double, if not triple, the amount of time you plan for something when you're actually planning for something in business, because things just take longer. You know, we always think things are going to be so fast or so quick, and we always just kind of get it wrong. You know, personally, what I've tried to do, and I'm going to give you an example. Probably the example I'm going to use today is my health goal this year. Like, and I'll give you a bit of perspective. Last year, one of my core things was to start to build some much better routines into what I did to improve some of the operating system pieces inside me. So things like going for a walk and being really comfortable with going for a 45-minute to an hour walk each day, going to the gym, getting familiar with the gym, certain food types, certain healthy shakes I wanted to get really comfortable with so they didn't feel like a chore or a negative thing. They were something I wanted. So I installed maybe 10, 12 of these into my routine, and they've worked really well. And they've all definitely gotten me a little bit healthier, but not specifically to the goal I'm after, okay? So they've all helped set me up for this year. So if I was coming into this year with all the bad habits I had 12 months ago, without these pieces in play, I'd have to relearn all 12 of these in some format to continue. Now, old me would have kind of expected it to all happen overnight, and I should have lost heaps of weight. Everything should have worked perfectly, da-da-da-da-da. But that just wasn't the case, because I actually had so much resetting to do that I had to go through the hard parts of the process. And so my timeline was that last 12 months was all about trying to find my kind of eating pattern, my style, what's going to work for me, stop beating myself up when I do things wrong. And I solved a bunch of stuff that needed to be solved. And, you know, in real results, to be blatantly honest, I didn't have a heap. They weren't great. There was nothing. There was no fantastic headline. Man loses, blah, 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 blah. Well, man is now the strongest person in this road or street. You know, none of that stuff existed. The results weren't there for a year. But now that I'm here, I'm like, wow, all of that stuff has set me up to smoothly move into this next phase, because I don't have to put as much energy or mental power into those routines, where usually I would have just expected all that to be easy and happen overnight, right? Does that make sense? Have you ever gone through that where you've planned something and you just expected all these subroutines, let's call them subroutines, just to work instantly without much effort? Because it doesn't, right? We all know it doesn't. It doesn't stop our brains getting excited and forgetting they all exist. So for me, I've got all that stuff set. Now this year, I can get much more granular and much more specific about the weight I want to lose. Now I've got a very specific number. I want to lose 20 kgs this year. It's a big chunk of change. If you're in America, I'm guessing it's about 44 pounds. I may have made that up in that calculation, but it won't be too far off that, I'm guessing. So it's a lot of weight. And so I know I'm coming into this year with a very clear set of routines that are already built in that I can leverage. And so that leverage actually helps me get some time back. And it means that I'll be able to achieve that over the year. I'm very confident as well with this plan. And so the question is how have I set, why do I believe 12 months is going to work for me this time? Well, I have a bunch of experience. I've lost weight before. So I'm coming into this knowing, you know, if I really put the pressure on myself, made it really hard on myself. You know, I've lost half that weight in a month before when I've really gone intense. Now, I'm very conscious that wasn't a fantastic way of doing it, but technically it worked. It technically works. Now, I don't want to do it in that fashion. It's not the goal. The goal isn't to lose it and then go, yay, and then put it back on, right? It's not the goal. So my timeline needs to be a lot more balanced than that. But I do have an understanding of general timelines because I've done it so much. So I do have a timeline understanding. So that helps me with experience. I've also spent some time talking to some experts, which again, if you've listened to the last podcast, I'm not always great at doing that. I'm trying to do that a bit more. Is I've chatted to some experts and they've said, hey, here's a safe amount to lose each week if you follow a program like this. And so that was really key, as I listened to experts on the timeline. I didn't just go, I should choose, you know, I've been a fat bugger for this long. I should know how quickly I can lose it, because I don't. Or I would have lost it, right? So I need to get off of my ego trip that kind of exists for people, or that belief that I can solve the problem myself, and look at how are the other experts calculating this? How are they doing it? What would they recommend? And they recommend it's probably 6 to 7 months of doing it that's going to work. And so I'm like, oh, that's good. That's great. That gives me some room, because the thing that we have to make sure we always factor in is life. And where I see dyslexics and those with ADHD go wrong is we forget life happens. You know, when our brains are excited about a project or something, we calculate the time frame as if no other parts of life exist. Like it was like if we had a perfect run at weight loss where I had no work problems come up, no relationship issues, no family needs. I didn't have to go away on holiday for 3 days or a work trip for 4 days, which is going to be super stressful, hard to find the food I need. If I didn't have all of these things go up, you know, you could do it in a really short period of time. But we don't always factor in life to our time, like our time. And this can be over a short period or a longer period. And so the thing, we just miss it. We become very blocked out, hyper-focused on what we're thinking about. And we say, I can do that in 6 months. Instead of going, if I had no other boundaries, I could do that in 6 months. Or I had no other challenges or other things that are going to get in the way. And that could be quite true. 6 months, you could do that. If like everything else was taken care of. But let's be honest, we know how our lives are. They're bumpy. Things pop up. There are things we can't fathom that are going to pop up. And so we need to factor those in. So instead of me going, oh, maybe I could do this in 6 to 7 months, what I can say is, hey, what if I hyper-focused in the first month and I did a rush job and I got a big chunk of weight down? Because that's the first bit's always the easiest bit, and I know that. And so that gives me even more leveraged time. So like if I can go 6-7 kgs in the first month, then that's going to give me a push at the beginning when I've got most of my, I like to call it ADHD or dyslexic energy at the start of a project. But I'm very conscious time-wise that will dissipate. I've got about a month if I try to do it. And then I know it's going to slow down and I know there are going to be hurdles. So what I've basically done is I've basically done a couple of months in one. And so what it's basically meant is that my timeline from the experts is about 4 months. So in essence, I'm saying a year. So it's kind of given me, when I do the maths, and I won't do it for you, is about 6 to 7 months of additional time beyond what the experts think it should work for if everything went perfectly. So I've given myself a huge amount of time. Let's call it mess up time. Let's call it whatever we like. But it's going to be for all the, you know, all of the dyslexic ADHD life stuff that happens. There's going to be a day where I sit my bum on the couch, I don't work out, I eat poorly, and I just feel broken. That day is going to come. It's going to be imperfect, which is another challenge for us dyslexics, where we think everything has to be perfect. That's hard enough. I'm already dealing with that, and it's challenging. Trying to come over perfection is, oh, it's painful, right? But the first thing I'm trying to get over is my timelines to make sure this is realistic. So I've basically factored in this break. So what I would say is for anyone doing anything, You want to factor a 2 to 3 times margin into any of your time calculations, especially for goals, probably for projects as well. Sometimes you want to share this with your boss or someone else, sometimes you don't, but this is realistically what happens. You know, we were trying to build a house and we expected it to be built, I think, in 18 months. It took over 3 years. So it took 3 years and 1 month, I think, it will have taken. So it took 2 and a bit times the time they expected. So even these big companies, probably a few neurodiverse in there, you know, things just take longer than you expect. And what I would say is, like, I don't want to overdo this podcast, but one thing I want to leave you on with this is don't beat yourself up that things take longer than you think they should. However boring and frustrating they are, it just happens that way. So let go of it. Realize this is just the way of the world and start to utilize this metric when you're planning, because it will relax you in the long run. It'll take a lot of pressure off. And if you do get somewhere early, you say, hey, wow, fantastic. That's great. Pat yourself on the back and say, I beat the odds. But, you know, just don't beat yourself up if you get it wrong. Hopefully that's added some value. It's gone through a bit of what's going through my head. And have an epic rest of your day.